And she hollered at me when I was coming down the street. But I just thought somebody picking at me. I couldn't see through the glass to tell what it was and how she dressed. And that, I just thought. And so I says, and threw up my hand, spoke to her, and went, kept going. I stopped the wheel up on the cement and turned around, started back to the drugstore, and she met me.
Ooh, police.
Says, did you hear me, what I told you? I says, well, I could hear you, but I thought, I didn't know who you were. I said, and I thought you were just somebody picking at me about the wheel. No, she says, you ain't supposed to ride the wheel up on the street. Or I said, well, I wasn't riding it, I was just pushing it. And said, well, it ain't supposed to be up there. It's supposed to be down there where the cars are. I said, well, I was just putting it about to keep out of the way of the cars. And it's on us up there now. And I said, I'll ask you this and promise you this. I said, how about me leaving it there like going to this drugstore and get some medicine and go back? And I said, you won't catch it up there no more. She said, that's good. Go ahead. And I thanked her and went home. And then I had a fella to tell me where to park them. And now I know how and where to park them. If I don't want to park them in front of the drugstore or something, I go to the corner where there are no cars parked. He said, that is really the best place if I can make it there. Or either get behind a big post up on the cement and put them behind there where they won't nothing hit them, you know.
Yes. He
said, you can't do that. But that's what he told me. But anyhow, I always try to park them down where there ain't no cars parked. So they won't. I don't want them to knock it down, hurt, break it, no how.
Right.
I want to take care of my wheel.
Right.
That's the way I got travel.
Sure.
And if they'll cooperate with me, I sure will them. Mm-hmm. As far as I can.
Right.
According to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can.
That's right.
I really enjoy that bicycle.
I could send you a copy of this tape if you'd like one.
Well, what would I do? It could play it. Go to somebody that's got a record player.
Yeah, one of these things.
I don't know what I call. I'm so dumb in speaking and
this might be an interesting thing to have.
Yeah, I'd like to have it.
What's your address? Talking about things around the house, whereabouts do people hang their clothes? Do you have a place where you could hang them?
Yeah, we used nails. Sometime we'd be fortunate to have a what's called cloak room, and we could have different nails or pegs to hang each one's clothes on, so we know where it was if we didn't have a place to stack them, where we could stack them. We could hang them on nails, such as coats and sweaters and things. And we'd know where our things was when we wanted to run and get them, you know, that way. And our mothers always tried to keep our clothes separate as much as they could. It's a real advantage, you know, to keep the clothes separated where you can divide them. I've learned a lot since I've been living by myself, how to handle these. When you come to my house, and about it's one of the sweetest things you can do for me when you start in is to clean your feet. Keep that sand out so I'm lazy and I don't want to sweep too much.
Right.
And that's what it is, I reckon.
Right.
But anyway, I like clean things. If my house do get jumped up, I love clean things. If I had me a little lady that could really, you know, take care of everything and keep it to its place, I'd appreciate that.